This Sichas Musar will be a little bit different than what we do in past years. Typically in past years, we'll take an idea, we'll take a theme from the Parshios, and we'll dissect, and we'll bring out an idea, a theme. But tonight, what I would like to do is I would like to go through a Rambam or two and try to understand what it is that the Rambam is talking about. And by doing so, perhaps we would be able to have greater insight into what we're doing and what we need to do. So the Rambam in Hilchos Toma Torah, I believe that everyone has sheets or was given the opportunity to see the Maor Mekomos. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Toma Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, that afal pi shem mitzvah lilmod bayomu balayla. Even though there is a mitzvah, there's a commandment to learn day and night, ein adam lomed rov chachmaso ela balayla. A person learns majority of his chachma only at night. Lefikach, therefore, mi sherotza lizakos bekeser ha-Torah, that anyone who wants, who yearns to merit the crown of Torah, yizoher b'chol leilosav, he should be very careful with his nights, v'lo yover afilu echad mehen, he shouldn't waste even one of them, b'shina v'achila u'shasiya v'sicha, he shouldn't waste it with sleeping, with eating, with drinking, with chatter, or things of that nature. Ela b'talmud Torah u'divrei chachma. Now this is a very important Rambam, and it's a very interesting Rambam, a very insightful Rambam. But I feel like the Rambam is mixing up two ideas. Let me explain. The Rambam came and told us in this halacha that if a person wants to learn Rov Chachmaso, if he wants to really become a bona fide, knowledgeable Talmud Chacham, he shouldn't waste his nights. And therefore, Misherotza Lizakos, whoever merits the crown of Torah, should be very careful to ensure that his nights are meant for the study of Torah. The Rambam is combining two ideas, especially if you look at the beginning of the third chapter in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Vav. The Rambam tells us that mi shenaso libo l'kayam mitzvah zu karoi, that whoever takes this mitzvah seriously and he wants to fulfill this mitzvah karoi in the way that the mitzvah was intended, Ulios Mukhtar Beketer Torah, and wants to be crowned with the Keser, with the crown of Torah, Lo Yasiach Daito Lidvarim Acherim, he shouldn't deviate his mind to other matters, and he shouldn't have in his heart to acquire Torah with wealth and honor together. Kachi Darka Shel Torah, this is the way of Torah. Pas b'melech tochal, to eat bread with salt and drink water and to sleep on the ground. B'chai tzar tichye, and you live an impoverished life bereft of any type of physical amenities. U'b'torah ato omal, and with Torah you toil. The Rambam is telling us in this halacha that for one to be mukhtar bekeser Torah, to one to be crowned with the keser Torah, he can't be masiach das l'dvarim acherim. He can't think about any other matters. This is a person that has to be shakua in learning day and night and deprive himself of any of the physical desires that one would typically want throughout his lifetime. There's two ideas. There's Yediyas HaTorah, to become a knowledgeable Talmud Chacham, and then there's to be Mukhtar Bekeser Torah, to be crowned with royalty of Torah. Two distinct different ideas that the Rambam seems to be combining as one. On one hand, in the beginning of the third chapter of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Vav, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Yediyas HaTorah. He doesn't mention anything about Chochmas HaTorah. What he mentions is that if one wants to be Muchtar B'Keser Torah, he has to deprive himself of all of the physicalities and all that God has given us in this world, the eating and the drinking. That's the Muchtar B'Keser Torah, not to be Masiach Taito L'Dvar Macherim, is to live a very basic life. But yet the Rambam at the end of the third chapter tells us that if a person wants to be a knowledgeable person, if he wants to be a Talmud Chacham, so Rov of his Chacham has learned tonight, therefore, Misharot Lezakos B'Keser Torah. No! It should be Lefikach, therefore, whoever wants to become a Talmud Chacham, Yizoher B'Chol Leilosav. If you want to be crowned with the Keser Torah, that means Yomam V'Layla. Not to be Masiach Daito to any other ideas that the world has to offer. If you want to be a Talmud Chacham, that's a different story. Make sure that your nights are meant for the study of Torah. This is a big nafkamina lamaisa. There could be someone that isn't very bright. He's not a Baal Kishron. It takes him a while to get things, or at best get things. He might not get them at all, but he's a masmid. And he's not masiach daito l'dvarim acherim. And he's steiging day and night. But he'll never know Torah. That's a person that can be muchtar b'keser Torah. That could be someone who's crowned with the keser shel Torah. That's what the Rambam is talking about in Halacha Vav in the third chapter. And then there's a person that is Masiach, Taitul Dvar Machairim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him tremendous kishronos. He's a very bright person. And he can eat, and he can drink, and he can do whatever he wants. And all he really needs is the nights. During the day, he'll eat and he'll drink, and at night, he'll learn Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him great siyata d'shmaya to become a Talmud Chacham. But that's a person that's not muchtar b'keser shel Torah. That's a person that's a Talmud Chacham. Two ideas that the Rambam seems to combine. What's going on here? In order to answer this question, we perhaps have to redefine what it means to learn Rov Chochmoso Balayla. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayihi Hashemesh Lavo, and it happened as the sun was about to set. Visardema Nafla Al Avram, and a deep sleep befell Avram. Vihine Ema Chashecha Gedola Nofelis Olav. And behold, an Ema, a fear, a dread, Chashecha Gedola, a great darkness, Nofelis Olav, fell upon him. And the Ramban comes and tells us, what is this Ema Chashecha Gedola Nofelis Olav referring to? What is this fear and this great darkness that had overcome Avram? What does this represent? The Ramban quotes the Medrash and tells us, Darshu bo remez lishibud arba malchuyos. Chazal interpreted this to mean that this was a remez, it was an allusion to the Shibud, to the Golios that Klal Yisrael would experience, the four kingdoms that would come. And cause Klal Yisrael great turmoil and great bondage and great suffering. Ki motza hanavi b'nafsho ema. for the Navi, referring to Avram Avinu, had experienced great fear binafsho in his soul. V'achar kach bo b'chasheicho, and after this, he entered into a state of chasheicho, of darkness. V'achar kach gadlo hachasheicho, and after this became a greater darkness. V'achar kach, and after that great darkness, hirgish ki'ilu, it's as if he felt in ofelis olav, what fell upon him was masa kovei tichbad mimenu, this heavy load that was too heavy for him to bear. What the Ramban is telling us is that chasheicha, darkness, nightfall, represents galus. It represents slavery. It represents tsar, suffering. Avram Avinu, when he fell asleep at night, as the pasuk tells us, that the sun had set and now it was dark, there is an ema chasheicha gedola nofeles olav. And I believe that is exactly, precisely what the Rambam is teaching us. Even though it is a mitzvah to learn bayom ubalayla, even though it is a mitzvah to learn when Klal Yisroel is not indebted to the Malchios, to the Arba Golios, Klal Yisrael is in a state of Yom, of daylight. Klal Yisrael is in control of its own destiny. Klal Yisrael has the Beis Hamikdash. Ein Adam lo meid ro chachmaso elo balayla. But the reality is that majority of Klal Yisrael's existence, majority of our years have been spent balayla in galus. The reality is, in as much as we yearn for the Beis Hamikdash, as much as there were time periods that Klal Yisrael actually had the Beis Hamikdash, but most of our existence have been spent away from Eretz Yisrael, have been spent without the Beis Hamikdash, have been spent where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nistar, was hidden, have been spent b'chasheicha, have been spent with Ema. Even though, yes, Klal Yisrael is commanded to learn when we have the Beis Hamikdash and when we don't, the reality is that Rov Chachmasa will be, Balayla will be when Klal Yisrael is in Golus. And therefore, Lefikach, Mi Sheratza Lizakos, whoever wants to be Zoche to the Keser Torah, whoever wants that crown of Torah, Yizoher b'chol leilosav. Be careful to learn Torah when we are in Golos as well. Because Torah is meant to learn when a person is deprived of all of the physicalities that the world has to offer. Torah is meant to be learned and a person has to kill himself over that Torah. He has to be meimiz atzmo over the words of Torah. Then you will be zoche to the kesro shel Torah. Then you will be zoche, you will merit to have the crown of Torah, because you did not allow all of the circumstances that are outside in the world to impact our ability, that we are not going to be masiach das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. That's when a person is zoche to the keser shel Torah. A person is zoche when the world is in turmoil, when there is a pandemic that has engulfed the world, and now it's harder to learn. We have so many limitations and restrictions, and there are so many excuses, as to why we are putter from learning Torah's Hashem. We might be putter, an onus rachmana patre. But if we use the choshech and the gullus and all the outside circumstances to dictate our Torah learning, we will never be zoche to the kisro shel Torah. We might become talmidei chachamim. We might have yediyas haTorah, because we learned a lot when there wasn't a pandemic. We made sure to get in all of the Torah when things were going our way. So now we have a little bit more flexibility to take a step back and to relax, and let's wait until this difficult time has passed, and then we'll get back to learn. I'm already ahead of the shear. All I have to do is listen to it on tape and I'm going to be okay. I'm brighter than everybody else in the shir. I'm going to know the shir. I'm going to take the bechin. I'm going to get 100. I'm going to get the best in the shir. That mentality will never allow a person to be zochet to the kisro shel Torah. He might have the chokhmas haTorah, the yediyas haTorah, but that's not the Torah of Bechol Nafshecha. And what do I mean? The Gemara tells us, it's a very famous Gemara that we all know, but we have to learn the Torah. We have to learn the Gemara again, because it puts all of this into perspective. Tanur Rabbanan, there was Pam Achas, Gazer Malchus HaRasha. There was one time that the wicked regime, the Roman government, had decreed Shelo Yasku Yisrael BaTorah, that we should not engage in Torah. Ba Papas ben Yehuda, Papas ben Yehuda came who muscled Rabbi Akiva. He found Rabbi Akiva that he was learning. He was Osek BaTorah. Amar Lei, Papas said to him, Akiva, he had taught me Siarib Neamalchus. Aren't you afraid of this evil regime? Amar Lo, Rabbi Akiva said, Emshel Lecha Moshel Lamad Over Dome. And we all know the famous Moshel, Leshul Shahoya Mahalech Agavanar, to the fox that was walking along the river, Virah Dogim Shahayim Miskapsim the Makum the Makom, and saw fish that were gathering from place to place. Amar Lehem, the fox said to the fish, Imatem Barkim, why are you running? Amrulo, they told him, Ibnei Rishasos Shemevin Aleinu Bnei Adam, the nets that people are bringing to catch us. And the fox said to the fish, come, I'll take care of you. Until finally the fish turned to the fox, Lo pikeach atoy ela tibesh atoy, you're a fool, because the only place that I could survive is in the water. If I come onto the dry land, how much more so I won't survive. So amru lohayu yamim mu'atim. It happened a few days later at Tishafsu l'Rabbi Akiva. He was caught and he was imprisoned, and they imprisoned Papas ben Yehuda as well. And Amar Lo, Rabbi Akiva said to him, who brought you here? And he said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, that you were caught al divrei Torah. And at that moment, Bishah Shehotzios Rabbi Akiva Lohariga, Zman Kriyat Shema Haya, it was a time for Kriyat Shema. And they skinned his flesh, and he was makabel upon himself, Ol Malchus Shemayim. But listen to the words of the Gemara. Amar Lehem, Rabbi Akiva said to them, Kol Yomai Hayisi Mitztayer Al Pasuk Zev, my entire life I was pained over this Pasuk, Bechol Nafshecha Afilu Notel Esh Mishmatzcha, that with all of your soul means even if he takes your soul, Amarti Masa Yaba Lide, when am I going to come and fulfill this? Ba'achshav Sheba Liyadi, and now I'm able to, Lo Akaimenu, I won't fulfill it. And Hayamarich Be'echad Achi Yatzasa Nishmaso Be'echad. But we see something so powerful here. This is the Rabbi Akiva where Moshe Rabbeinu sat in on a shir, and Rabbi Akiva was teaching esoteric Torah that the great Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even understand, couldn't comprehend. Moshe Rabbeinu had Chalishas Hadas, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch, why are you giving the Torah to me? The Torah should be given through the great Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was able to come and extrapolate halachos from the ksarim, from the crowns that were placed atop letters of the Torah. And yet, he didn't reach the madrega, the highest possible madrega, until he had to be moser nafsho for the limud haTorah. Because there's two dinim. There's the yediyas haTorah that he had. He had the Talmid Chacham within him. He was giving the deep Torah thoughts that even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to understand. But for Rabbi Akiva to be zochet to the Kisro shel Torah, he had to be moser nafsho to learn the Torah. And only once, when he was moser nafsho, then he was able to understand and be mekayim b'chol nafshecha, that his entire existence, he couldn't understand it, and he couldn't fulfill it. And now, after becoming a Talmud Chacham, and the greatest Talmud Chacham potentially since Moshe Rabbeinu, now he was finally zochet to the Kisro Shel Torah, the crown of Torah, through the Mesiras Nefesh, the highest form of Mesiras Nefesh. Let's think for a moment. Every prior generation, before we came to America, but even once we were in America, there was still an element of Mesiras Nefesh. In our generations, there wasn't any Mesiras Nefesh to learn Torah. What was our Mesiras Nefesh? That we had a test the night before, and we're deliberating, do we skip Seder, do we not? Do we come and do we learn? Do we leave partially during the Seder because I have to get this well in this test because I have to maintain my 3.8 GPA? That's our Mesiras Nefesh. That has been the extent of our Mesiras Nefesh for Limud HaTorah. Bacharim, that's a joke. Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh. The Yidden of Europe. The Yidden during the Holocaust. That's Mesiras Nefesh. The children of those Yidden that came over to this new country. And they were told that they have to come to work on Saturday or don't bother coming to work on Monday. That's Mesiras Nefesh. No one understood what it meant to learn Torah Lishma in the 1940s and the 50s and the 60s. That's Mesiras Nefesh. And because of that Mesiras Nefesh, those Yidden, those Jews, were not only zochet to the Yediyas HaTorah, but they were zochet to the Kisro Shel Torah as well. How are we able, without the opportunity to really be Moser Nefesh, how are we ever going to be zochet to the Kisro Shel Torah? And the answer is, Rabbeisai, COVID-19. It has been Mesiras Nefesh. It has been self-sacrifice. Knowing every time we come into the Beis Medrash, I might contract this virus, even with all the social distancing and all the masks. I said in the beginning of the year, these many, many months, or this year, this is going to be the year that the Gedolim of the next generation are going to be produced. because there's nothing else going on. And with that Mesiras Nefesh, now our days and our nights, now we're given an opportunity. Now we are Zochet to the Laila. This hasn't been a real Gullus. There has not been a Chashecha. We haven't felt the night, the Chashecha Gedola, like our ancestors, even just 70, 50, 80 years ago, have experienced. And now we've experienced darkness. I'm not comparing this to the Holocaust, Chas v'Shalom. But in our generation of comfort and being able to go where we want and do what we want, never having any restrictions placed upon us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us an opportunity through the Mesiras Nefesh of experiencing Choshech, the opportunity of finally being Zochet to Bechol Nafshecha. We finally have the opportunity of having the crown of Torah placed atop our heads. This is an opportunity to seize every moment. Are we going to be a Pappas Ben Yehuda that's going to shy away from the opportunities? Who's going to use the excuse of Choshech, it's Golos? There's a Gzera from a Malchus that's evil, that's placed upon us. We can't learn. Or are we going to look for every single opportunity to be Moser Nefesh, to learn Torah's Hashem? It's the greatest sight to see young men with masks on. And even if you don't have a mask on, I love you as well. But to sit and learn in a base medrash with a mask and with social distancing and with a barrier and with having to check the temperature and having to fill out a form and not being able to go home and v'chule v'chule. Talmidei HaYeshiva, that's Mesiras Nefesh. That's what the Rambam is talking about. Afal pisha mitzvah lil bon lima bayom v'layla. This mitzvah applies even in a regular semester where I have no restrictions and I can do whatever I want and everything is just dandy, and the greatest worry that I have in my life is what shir I'm going to take or whether again I miss Seder for my midterm or not. But a person will learn Rov Chachmaso. The reality is, Klal Yisrael's existence has always been at night. And therefore, if you want to be Zoche, if you want to be Zoche to the Kisro Shel Torah, don't waste the Golos. Don't waste the exile. Don't waste the opportunity to be Moser Nefesh. Don't wait until the pandemic is over to get started. Because then the opportunity for the Keser Torah has passed us by. These aren't restrictions. Social distancing isn't a restriction. Masks aren't restrictions. Not being able to go home, not restrictions. All of those are opportunities to be Zoche to the Kisro Shel Torah. An opportunity not to be masiach das to dvorim acherim. Finally, an opportunity has been presented to us, like all of our illustrious ancestors years ago, we finally have the opportunity, Moser Nefesh, and be zochet to the Kisro Shel Torah.